The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Polycystic ovarian syndrome, a condition that affects one in eight women, has been renamed in an attempt to cut down misdiagnoses. The hormonal disorder, estimated to impact over 170 million women worldwide, will now be known as polyendocrine metabolic ovarian syndrome, so not PCOS, PMOS. And for more on this, I'm joined now by Dr. Caoimhe Hartley, clinical lead for women's medicine at BlackRock Health Women's Health Centre. Good evening to you, Caoimhe. Is this an important change?
Oh, I think it is. And I think the reason that this has been changed is really to reflect, I suppose, the complexity of the condition and maybe to take away the focus on just ovaries and cysts.
Okay.
So it's really to flesh it out a bit.
Because a lot of people, it's fair to say, who have what was known previously as PCOS and now PMOS didn't have cysts at all.
That's exactly it. So you don't actually need polycystic ovaries in order to be diagnosed with what was called PCOS. And interestingly, actually, the ovarian findings that we see on ultrasound, they're actually not cysts at all. They're immature little follicles that contain eggs. And so you can get an increased collection of these little follicles in some women who have what's now known as PMOS, but you don't have to have those ultrasound findings to have a diagnosis.
Okay. So for women listening who this is a little bit, you know, maybe esoteric in terms of discussion, what are women who have this condition, PMOS, what are they experiencing? How does it present and what are they suffering from?
Yeah, so it's understood as a kind of multi-system disorder. So think of it as, instead of being a single disease, it's more like a pattern of a kind of hormonal and metabolic dysregulation. So what that means and what we think causes it is due to maybe genetics or a predisposition to developing this and then other environmental factors, you have changes in insulin sensitivity. So insulin, obviously the hormone that moves sugar from your bloodstream into your cells. And if you have some resistance to that insulin, you're going to make more and more insulin to make that, you know, to make it work, to move that sugar in. And the more amounts of insulin you have, we're more likely to produce a hormone called testosterone, sort of male type hormones from our ovaries. And then there's a knock-on effect of that, which is that you can have symptoms of having some high testosterone levels, and you might see a reduction in how frequently the ovaries ovulate. So there can be fertility issues, but also less frequent periods as well. And that's what women report. They might see periods not happening or skipping a month, and then they might have signs of excess testosterone, like acne or increased hair growth or hair loss on their head, that kind of thing.
Yeah. They're also, and they do complain, Caoimhe, don't they, about gaining weight despite them doing their best efforts to not gain weight, etc.
Yeah, I mean, it is a metabolic disorder as well. So we see changes in metabolism and changes, as I said, in insulin resistance. It's really whole body involvement. And weight gain doesn't happen for everyone. I mean, that's one of the challenges, I think, in women's health, but particularly with something like PMOS, is that it can present really differently depending on the person. It's really individual. So you will have some women who have issues with losing weight or where weight is an issue for them.
Okay. And in terms of like treatment, I mean, obviously the thing that at the outset of this, there's been an issue about people getting diagnosed and perhaps not getting diagnosed very promptly and all of that. But when someone knows they have it, what options do they have?
I think, you know, a good place to start, which is what we would do kind of with most patients who come into us, is to look at things like lifestyle intervention and have a good discussion about nutrition and exercise and maybe sleep or stress management, that kind of thing. And to look at maybe, you know, other kind of mental health support or psychology support like counselling or cognitive behavioural therapy. And then you can move on to medical treatments. So we, for a lot of women, would talk about using the combined oral contraceptives or the pill. And that does a few things. It will help them regulate their cycles, but it's actually really good at reducing down those testosterone-related symptoms as well. There's another medication called metformin. Again, it's not used, you know, you can't sort of broadly generalize and say everybody should go on these things. But for some women, it would have a role to improve things like insulin resistance and some of the metabolic symptoms. And then there's various fertility treatments, if that is an issue, because it's not an issue for every woman with PMOS. And there's other medications that we can use if someone is experiencing excess hair growth or acne. So we can target it to what the particular issues or concerns are of the patient in front of us.
Okay, so it's sort of tailored and curated for depending on what somebody's symptoms are. But in the main, is it manageable once somebody is, I suppose, identified, diagnosed? Are most of the symptoms, most of the fallout from it manageable?
I think they are. Yeah, I think it's all about seeing the right person and getting the right care and having the right discussion and then looking at it as an individual thing and a kind of pattern, as I said, of symptoms, as opposed to being sort of one size fits all for every patient. But yeah, I think the outlook is really good. I think this is a really positive step forward. It increases awareness and it helps us as clinicians to diagnose women and give them the right treatment.
Okay. And very lastly, Caoimhe, if somebody's listening to this and going, I think this is me and I don't know this, but I think it's me, and what should they do?
So I think first step is to make an appointment with either your GP or with a women's health specialist like myself in the Blackrock Health Women's Health Centre. So wherever they want to go to have a good conversation.
All right. Look, thank you very much for joining us. That is Dr. Caoimhe Hartley there, Clinical Lead for Women's Medicine at Blackrock Health Women's Health Centre.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.